my good friends as a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
F Gronk. Yeah. F Gronk.
Well,
wow.
I honestly, as I like to always say, as the Pats fan in the room, I talked about him on the air a lot last year. I was furious at him for the longest time. How he could sit back there and, you know, schlep out his CBD and all this other, and his wrestling and all this other crap that he's getting himself involved in, while his team desperately needed him. And, you know, you can say, well, he was banged up. Well, not the way he was talking, he wasn't banged up. And I just feel like he really let the team down.
So you feel different about him today all of a sudden?
No, not at all. I'm just not happy that the Patriots, it's all about the Pats for me. What can you do to be better? And getting a fourth rounder. By the way, they do have one fourth round pick that they got from the Bears.
Okay.
So they now have two fourth round picks.
When you're a Hall of Famer like that, and you've helped win so many Super Bowls, and you retire because you no longer want to play with Bill Belichick, you shouldn't have that attitude. Now that Brady's with Tampa, he wants to come back for one final swan song. It's not like the Patriots really want him or need him, or that the Patriot fans really want him back, because it's not going to be a good year anyway. So I don't know why you'd have that attitude toward him if you're a Pats fan.
Shouldn't he feel a little guilty standing at the sidelines watching his beloved Patriots just go up in smoke in the second half of last season, unable to establish any sort of passing game, and watching Brady getting crushed all the time because there's no one who can catch the ball?
No, I don't think you should feel guilty, but if I'm a Patriots fan today, I'm with Kobe and Enosburg. I feel betrayed. I do. I'm mad. I'm upset with Gronk for this. And Arnie, you're right. He's won a lot of Super Bowls for this team and been a lot part of a lot of big moments that would have given me, the fan, a lot of happiness. Today, though, that doesn't matter.
Well,
in 5 years, it matters. In 10 years, it matters. When he gets into the Patriots Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it matters. Today, it doesn't. Today, I do feel betrayed about this.
Brady, let's be fair about this. If the Patriots didn't want Tom Brady, do they really want Gronk? Let's be honest. We get rid of you a year or two earlier than a year too late. If you didn't want Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, then really, did you really want Gronk coming back? Of course not. I think they wanted both gone. I think that's fair.
I would have no problem. I have no problem with Tom Brady moving on, because Tom Brady didn't have a place with the New England Patriots. If Gronk had wanted to play football last year, he had a place with the New England Patriots. They would have kept the door on for him, kept the light on for him, given him a spot on the roster. He could have played last year for the Patriots. And I sat up here and talked about how it was great to see Gronk go out with a great catch and a great moment against the Rams, and how the fans should have been serenading him in the last home playoff game they had against the Chargers a couple years ago. And you got to be appreciative of him. Today, he took that loyalty, he took that love that you had for him in New England, and he threw it right back at you and said, not good enough.
I know. I've got to be borderline hypocritical about this, because I said the same thing as you did, Brady. I said, I love that Gronk didn't come back because he didn't play for any other team, I should say. I love the idea that his last football play was going to be a one that basically sealed a Super Bowl victory for them in that game against the Rams a couple of years ago. And now it just goes all out the door. I've always been a little bit angry at Gronk because of the way things have been handled. So all of a sudden now, the CBD marketing and all the money he's making and the wrestling, see ya.
Right.
It was all, he's so fake. It's just so phony.
Wow.
You can't tell me you weren't looking at him at that WWE thing a couple weeks ago and going, this guy is so full of it.
Well, the wrestling is so full of it. You know, Brady, you said there was room for him on the team last year. Maybe so, but I don't think there would have been room for him on the team this year.
But from a fan's perspective, I feel betrayed, because I sat up here as a fan and I said, thank you. Thank you. Raise my cap at you. Defended. Rich said he should feel guilty. I said, Rich, hey, relax. Look at all he's done for you. Me as a fan, I sat here all year and said, Gronk doesn't need to play. He should stay healthy. He shouldn't risk injury. All of it. I defended all of those decisions. And today, he took that loyalty and that love from diehard Patriots fans, and he said, I'm moving on somewhere else, and that would rub me the wrong way. That feels traitorous to me.
Bill Belichick is Jerry Krause, all right? The way he was forcing Scottie Pippen out. Well, you're laughing, but
no,
Belichick is the one.
No, I'm laughing because it's true.
It is. He's the one that forced Brady out. He made Gronk retire. He's the one you should be mad at.
I am mad. Look, and Matt McCarthy, 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston, just tweeted this out. History is not going to look kindly on Bill Belichick and all this.
No.
Absolutely. Bill Belichick, this is a major indictment of him.
Yep.
Brady gone, forced out, Gronk wants to play, but not for him. All of that is a big-time problem for Belichick. But right now, the question was, how do you feel about Gronk? And today, I feel betrayed by Gronk, because we all stood up here. I stood up here and said, He's been I appreciate what he's done for the organization. He's been a good soldier. He put up with a lot. He played injured. He got injured. He put his body at risk. And now it all feels like a traitorous move to me.
I'll be honest with you. I had no problem with Gronk not being back for about 8 games last season when they were just stomping on everybody 43-0 and just ransacking the whole league. But then in the second half of the season, and certainly in that playoff game and that awful loss at home in the final regular season game to Miami, they desperately needed him, and he wasn't there.